Are you ready?
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It really doesn't matter what you think. It really doesn't matter what you say.
I kind of want to talk about it, but I kind of don't because I'll get in trouble.
I respectfully decline to answer on the grounds that I may be publicly reprimanded and fined.
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It's the whole team!
And here we go, the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Normally right here in front of me, I've got my show sheet, but this morning I don't have it. I'm doing it off the computer, so there may be a couple of times where you'll hear me fumble or get a little discombobulated when it comes to the stuff that I normally reference in the show sheet, but we'll still get it done as we always do.
Discombobulating, is that what you mean?
I said discombobulated.
Discombobulated. Well, I mean, our listeners know that every time you give a prediction of an outcome of a sporting event, you seem discombobulated.
Okay. This segment of the Jason Bishop, we'll get right into it. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by the Bennett Auto Group, and by Cunningham Jewelers. The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and orthopedic surgery treats all ages, athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
I've been telling you for months that management throws them little monkey wrenches into these reeds to try to mess you up. And, you see that firsthand now.
Okay. I think the reeds are fine. That was a user error, which typically that's what happens with the reeds.
Wow, he acknowledges that. That's a good deal. Good stuff. We're making progress.
Okay, so second segment, I'll give you my Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings updated version. We had a few scrimmage games this past week, Thursday night with Frederica, and a few scrimmage games last night. So the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings get updated next segment.
Based upon scrimmages?
Yeah.
Okay, I was just checking.
Yeah.
Scrimmage outcomes determine... That's not an official game.
No, it's not an official game.
But it determines rankings.
It determines power rankings. It determines power rankings in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings.
We're back on this debate about power. Power. What does that mean? Power means...
I've explained this a million times. Why must you come in here every Saturday?
Power rankings are power rankings, right? That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, you get this explained to you every single week.
Power rankings.
Every single week.
We're ranking teams how they do in their schedules based upon my preferences, but power. You used the term power to go with it, but that's okay.
So Frederica played a game Thursday night, and it may be a long year for the Knights. They got beat 34-0 by Savannah Country Day up in Savannah.
Ouch.
The roster, there aren't a lot of, that's always the thing with GISA, unless you're John Millage, is that, you have smaller rosters. And so Frederica typically plays with around 30 kids. Thursday night, they got off the bus with 19 kids to go play Savannah Country Day.
Ouch. I hope Frederica has a good season. I know how, they get kind of disrespected on this show from one of the hosts. I'm not going to mention his name, but I hope they have a good season.
You disrespect them a lot because I know.
No, I'm speaking. I'm speaking because I'm always a Frederica. I'm always pumping Frederica up on this show. Somebody else, that I do the show with, doesn't always do that, but that's okay. I mean, it just happens that way.
Well, if you're referring to me, I will tell you that's not true. I bleed green and white. I was the first person to call the very first ever Frederica Academy Knights football game on the radio.
I've heard this 100 times, but it's okay. You don't have to get sensitive and get defensive about it. It, you know, you just go back and play the tapes. That's all you have to do.
Glenn Academy and Wayne County scrimmaged last night at Glenn County Stadium, and really one of those scrimmages where they really were working on specific things. It was a scripted scrimmage, a lot of situational play, not a lot of times where they just let the kids go and play, which you'll obviously see in the regular season. So kind of tough to get grips on, you know, what we really saw last night, where I think Coach Cribb and Coach Hidalgo were specifically working on certain phases of the game.
They played at Old Lanier Field in Brunswick, Georgia.
Yeah, they did.
Brings back a lot of memories. A lot of high school football is played at historic Lanier Field over the years. I think the first quarter of that game was kind of just varsity on varsity. Then second quarter, I think they did situational, like gold line, kind of drills and things like that. So hard to predict an outcome of a scrimmage. I'm sure that both coaches were pleased with what they saw.
So now the question is, next segment, will you see Wayne County or Glenn Academy in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, obviously they weren't in the, but either of those teams were in it last week. So
you're right.
I'm trying to figure what they could have done in a week's time to get in the power rankings when we haven't seen them play.
Well, we did see them play. They scrimmaged last night.
Yeah, well, you didn't see them play. So, I mean, that's the point I'm trying to make. So, if they are, that means you have been influenced by somebody to put them in the rankings. And, it, you know, from that standpoint, why can't you get influenced by the Frederica Academy people?
All I'm saying is last week, Glenn Academy and Wayne County both were on the outside looking into the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. Did they do enough, either one of them, last night to crack in to the top 10?
You're listening to the two biggest studs in the South, Jason Bishop and Kip Branch. At least, that's what they'll tell you.
Fine dining on St. Simon's Island since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has built a sterling reputation that is known far and near. Wine and piano bars nightly. First call specials 5 to 6:30. Catering available through Three Little Birds Coastal Catering. Reservations and gift certificates available at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197. 407 Mallory Street, just across from the Pier Village, the Georgia Sea Grill.
Football season is here, and you know you will be tied up for the next 6 months, so why not tell her thank you for her understanding with a gift from Cunningham Jewelers. Head on down to Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick and let their friendly staff help you find that perfect gift no matter your budget. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652, or online, cunninghamjewelers.com. Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service.
It is finally here. Divine Jiu-Jitsu Camden, located just down the road from you at 4515 Highway 40 East in St. Mary's, next door to Mona Faye Salon. Kid and adult jiu-jitsu training, self-defense, fitness classes, and more. Get trained by two Divine black belts. Private lessons available. Divine Jiu-Jitsu Camden. Check us out on Facebook or give us a call. 912-577-8552.
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy. In the Bluestein Shopping Center, Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurance, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick. Immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784 Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Welcome back to the Jason Bishop Show. I'm Kip Branch, and now we go to the weekend review.
And here we go. Dinner at Western Sizzlin', and Trey Young is buying. Of course, Dak gets hurt after signing that big deal. That's what the Cowboys do. Greg Sankey for president, 2024. The Lakers are having a Social Security party. From now on, when you look up the term overpaid in the dictionary, you will see a picture of Josh Allen. Cowboys, who was the last coach that won multiple Super Bowls for you? Jimmy Johnson. Was he in the Ring of Honor? No. Why? Well, the Atlanta Braves are about to run away with the NL East. Cowboys, Steelers, no one cared. Ratings kind of showed that. Trevor Lawrence is the best quarterback I have ever seen. Hall of Famer. Finally, The Walking Dead is going off the air. Better late than never. Starro the Conqueror is the most amazing villain ever. And these are my thoughts.
I was pleasantly entertained by the Suicide Squad.
You were?
Rave reviews from Jason Bishop on the Suicide Squad.
Haven't seen that.
It's fantastic. It might be the best Suicide Squad of the Suicide Squad franchise.
I watched season two of Outer Banks this past week.
Boring.
Yeah. No, not according to the Netflix top 10. Daily, it's not boring because there's apparently a lot of watchers out there. But
did you see Starro the Conqueror?
That's not realistic, man.
Did you see it?
No, that's not realistic TV.
It's pretty awesome.
That's kind of like Kennesaw State winning a spring football national championship. With your new Kennesaw State hat on. In the studio, it looks nice, though. I mean, an owl. You look across the sideline, you see a team with owls on their helmet. That really strikes fear in you as an opponent, right?
You know they're smarter than you. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch of the Bishop Media Sports Network, live from the Bennett Auto Group Studios, is brought to you by J.C. Strother, by Golden Isles Pharmacy, George's Sea Grill, and by M&B Liquors. Your bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simons is J.C. Strother Company, serving St. Simons since 1930, so you know they are doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simons. Free delivery to anywhere on St. Simons. 912-638-8601. Competitive pricing, J.C. Strother Company. And be sure to stop on in for all of your yellow wood, pressure treated wood needs. And, of course, go Dogs.
A team that plays the fall football season.
You're still on this?
No, I'm just saying. They play fall football in Athens.
Our producers have started. They've ignored you and started okay. The bid for the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings.
Let's hear it.
Let's get started. At number 10, moving down one spot, the Camden County Wildcats. So
Camden's barely hanging in the top 10 at the start going into the season. Barely hanging in the top 10, according to their play-by-play guy, by the way, who's disrespecting them live on the radio.
Not disrespecting them. They are the yeah. highest ranked 7A team in the rankings.
Like we came to the conclusion last week. I don't know if you've done the research or not. They are the only 7A team in this part of the state. But just don't let facts confuse anything.
That's a good point. Yep. At number 9, the Appling County Pirates, down one spot.
They dropped the spot.
At number 8, the Pierce County Bears down one spot.
You've got teams that are just dropping. Okay.
At number 7, the Benedictine Cadets down one spot.
Wow. Okay.
At number 6, the Richmond Hill Wildcats down one spot.
Which means somebody's going to debut in the top 2 or 3. Jeez. Here we go.
At number 5, down one spot, Savannah Christian.
They should be down about 600 spots, but okay.
At number 4, the Brunswick High Pirates down one spot. At number 3, the Coffee County Trojans down one spot.
Okay, so I guess Ware is dropping this week too.
At number 2, the Ware County Gators.
Wow.
Down one spot.
And somebody's debuting as number 1 in the high school power rankings. This ought to be good.
And for the first official Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings, debuting at number 1, Savannah Country Day.
Okay.
Let's recap.
No, let's don't. Let's talk about something else. Savannah Country Day.
Did you see what they did to Frederica?
Dude, you said Frederica got off the bus with 19 kids.
34-0.
Savannah Country Day.
Savannah Country Day. Number 1 in the inaugural 2021. Savannah Country Day. Number 1 in Jason Bishop. The inaugural Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings.
These headphones aren't working good. Let me get this right. You said Savannah Country Day.
I did. Savannah Country Day. They won 34-0.
Please continue to listen to us, listeners on K-Bay. Please don't just... I know you want to turn off the radio channel right now, but give us another chance.
At number 10, Camden County. Number 9, Appling. 8, Pierce. 7, Benedictine. 6, Richmond Hill. 5, Savannah Christian. 4, Brunswick High. 3, Coffee County. 2, Ware County. And debuting in the inaugural Jason Bishop 2021 High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings, Savannah Country Day at number 1.
Let me tell you something. I could go to Woodbine right now and round up those Woodbine Cowboys. That's a team that played way back. I could round up a Woodbine Cowboy alumni team from, it might be the old quarterback might be 70 years old. That team would beat Savannah Country Day by 3 touchdowns. Easily. That's a Twitter question. Could Savannah Country Day beat the Woodbine Cowboys? The answer is no.
I'm glad you brought up Twitter, because we need to update our Twitter poll from last week so that maybe we can get a new Twitter poll in from this week. And so just to jog your memory before we go to break, the Twitter question last week was, who would bring more to the SEC, Texas, Oklahoma, or Central Florida? And so Central Florida, with over a third of the vote.
Came in second, right?
At 33.3%.
Came in second, right?
Texas at 22.2%. In last place, and Oklahoma, 44.4%. 44.4% for Oklahoma. UCF, over a third of the vote. 33.3%.
Awesome. People that just are doing polls on Twitter that obviously don't watch any football, but that's okay.
Who would bring more to the SEC? Oklahoma, 44.4, UCF, 33.3, or Texas, 22.2. A lot of people feel like UCF would bring a lot to the SEC.
The 3 people that voted for it?
Oh, there's a lot of votes on this poll, believe it or not.
9? How many?
Number 1 hometown dealer in Camden and in the Southeast. Number 1 in volume.
number one in new cars, number one in certified pre-owned. Two locations to serve you a mile apart on Highway 40 in Kingsland, 912-729-5266 or 912-729-7100. The Bennett Auto Group, where you are treated like family. Pristine Water is your destination for pools, spas, and pool supplies. From installation to maintenance, Pristine Water is your best choice in all of Southeast Georgia for your next pool or spa. Give Pristine Water a call at 912-264-9233 for a free estimate or stop on in at 166 Key Circle Drive or check Pristine Water out online at pristinewaterandpools.com. And go Pirates.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services, please call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, 1-855-275-7447. High school football is officially underway. The Knights of Frederica took the trip up to Savannah Thursday night to take on Savannah Country Day in a preseason scrimmage. And the Knights came up a bit short, losing 34-0 in that scrimmage. The Glen Academy Red Terriers played their first scrimmage last night against the Wayne County Yellow Jackets between the bricks at Glen County Stadium. The scrimmage was mostly scripted and situational, no real way of determining a legitimate score. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Follow us on Twitter at SSE Sports and give the Southern Sports Edition a like on Facebook.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
Selling your home is a tall order. That's why you need an agent who sets high standards, except no substitute for results. There may be a substitute for many things. In real estate, there is no substitute for those results. That's why you should choose Belinda Thomas Realty. She has consistently maintained a track record of success for her clients. Call Belinda Thomas today. When all is said and done, you'll be on the right side of results. 912-638-1965 or 912-996-5820.
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com, 912-266-8140, Golden House Pharmacy.
As a busy wife and mother, I'm all about convenience. If it can make my life a little easier or save me time, well, it's hard to put a price on that. That's one of the things I love most about Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. I can get everything I need, auto, home, life, even banking, all in one place. Throw in a local agent who's always there for me, and that's why I choose Georgia Farm Bureau.
Always the home team. Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. Visit us online at gfbinsurance.com.
The Mets are in a free fall.
They're free falling.
They're on their way to the danger zone of losing first place, period. Much like that Phil Collins song, Highway to the Danger Zone.
Don't do that to the listeners on this show, man.
Don't do what?
Just don't come out here misquoting titles to songs and things like that and getting the artists wrong. You insult our listeners by doing that.
What do you mean?
You know what I mean.
Artist wrong?
Yeah, you're trying to tell me everything.
Are you trying to tell me that Phil Collins does not sing Highway to the Danger Zone? Because if so, I would tell you to Google
you're
it.
Talking, are you Google talking it. About the Danger Zone song to Top Gun?
Yeah, the theme song for Top Gun.
That's
from the 80s.
Kenny Loggins.
Google it. It's Phil Collins.
I don't
Collins.
Need to Google it.
It's Phil Collins.
I don't need to Google it.
Highway to the Danger Zone, Phil Collins. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Live from the Bennett Auto Group Studios is brought to you by Divine Jiu-Jitsu Camden, by Jets Pharmacy, by Parker's, and by Belinda Thomas Realty. Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy in the Bluestein Shopping Center. Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurances, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick. Immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call, 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy. And so what?
I rode by there. There are a lot of cars at Jets Pharmacy in Darien.
Mm-hmm. And so now that point of the show where Kip is allowed to hold us hostage.
It's the butt hurt list, Jason. I mean, it's the highest rated segment of this show week after week. You're not sitting here getting, you know, artists and songs crossed up and all that kind of stuff.
I'd like to see the ratings.
These are facts. Number five on the butt hurt list this week, the NFL preseason kicks off, the Hall of Fame game earlier this week, and they put the Dallas Cowboys on there live on TV, and they can't even score a touchdown in a football game. So, Cowboy fans, here you go.
Mm-hmm.
It's August. Cowboy fans are everywhere.
Yes, they are.
They're everywhere. They come out of the woodwork. They're everywhere.
You can't find one in December, though.
Well, they start. Dallas Cowboy fans, they prepare for the winter. They hibernate. They're like a bear. They hibernate, so they collect food August, September, October, November, December. And then when January the 1st hits and they're nowhere to be found in the playoff picture, they go into the cave and come back out in July, and then you got an overload of Dallas Cowboy fans again. Number four on the butt hurt list this week, the Boston Red Sox. You're talking about free falling. They're 2-8 in their last 10 games.
Mm. And that's a competitive division.
Yankees got better at the deadline. Red Sox supposedly got better, but they're 2-8 in their last 10 games. The Rays sitting there. The low budget, no name Rays with the lead in that division.
Give me three players from the Rays.
Charlie Mort? No, he's with the Braves.
Mm-mm, no. Okay.
Azarenka, whatever his name.
Azarenka. Okay. Yep.
They just got somebody from at the trading deadline. It's pretty good.
Okay.
Yeah, they're leading that division.
Cool.
Number three on the butt hurt list this week.
He called him Azarenka, by the way. That's not his name.
Okay. Number three on the butt hurt list, the New York Mets. They're slumping as well. They've led the NL East all season. They go get swept by the Miami Marlins this week, and then they're all of a sudden they're not in first place this weekend anymore.
Mm-mm.
Injuries
might be over for them.
Could be over. Could be over with the Mets.
Azarenka is a tennis player.
And then their best players are on the IL, by the way. Number two on the butt hurt list this week, Jason, the United States men's track team.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I hear you.
I mean, are you kidding me?
Mm-mm.
I mean, when you got Carl Lewis, you got Michael Johnson just killing you on social media, something's wrong. You got the fastest guys in the world losing. You got, you know, fastest guy in the world, he doesn't even qualify for the finals in the 100 meter. The 4x100 relay team finishes sixth. They finished sixth in the heat. They don't even make the finals.
It's better than seventh.
And they just I don't know what's going on with the United States men's track team. Just an abysmal performance in the Olympics this year. And number one on the butt hurt list this week, Jason, good question for you. Where's Deshaun Watson? Have you seen him? Obviously, they haven't seen him in Houston either.
He's supposed to be reporting to camp.
Where is he? He's nowhere to be. Nobody's seen him in 4 or 5 days. They're asking questions. Nobody knows. Are they going to trade this guy or what? The Houston Texans. Deshaun Watson. He's missing.
He's on his way to Green Bay.
He needs to be on his way to Indianapolis.
He's on his way to Green Bay. That's going to be a fair swap, straight up. Watson for Rodgers.
Rodgers. Oh, he's back. He was going to retire and be the Jeopardy host full-time, wasn't he?
That's what I'd have done.
Yeah, so number one on the butt hurt list this week, where is Deshaun Watson? Inquiring minds want to know. Nobody knows. So there you have it. The Cowboys, two baseball teams that are free-falling, the United States men's track team, which is just awful right now. Don't know what's going on with them. And then you got Deshaun Watson. Nobody can find him.
We have a new Twitter question up, by the way, so you can vote on that at Twitter, obviously. And that was Bishop_show. And the Twitter question for this week is, who will win the National League East? The Braves, the Mets, and the Phillies. And early on voting, the Braves have a commanding lead.
Somebody that does this show with me every week wrote the Braves off at Memorial Day.
Well, I'm telling you the Braves are going to win the division.
Well, you're telling us that now in August. But you wrote them off at Memorial Day, and I guess you've had a change of heart. So Braves won, what, four in a row now?
Four in a row. It's their longest winning streak of the season. If they win tonight, they will eclipse the longest winning streak of the season. They're now two games over 500, which they have not been at all this season, and now they are.
Was the Cardinals their first sweep of the season?
I don't believe so. I think there were a couple other sweeps because they have two four-game winning streaks prior to this one.
I was thinking back when they swept the Cardinals this week. I was trying to think of another team that the Braves have swept this season.
Well, if you've got four-game winning streaks, you would have had to have swept somebody.
Yeah. So
the math says so.
It's been a tough season for the Braves, and the St. Louis Cardinals were just what the doctor ordered this week for the Atlanta Braves.
And the thing with the Cardinals that's really, well, we'll come back to that.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of 2-for-1s and 3-for-1s. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simon's is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simon's since 1930, so you know they're doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simon's, including free delivery to anywhere on the island. Call 912-638-8601 for competitive pricing at J.C. Strother Company. And be sure to stop on in for all your Yellowwood pressure-treated wood needs. And, of course, go Dawgs!
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family-owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
Golnow's Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golnow's Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service.
Looking for great family fun but don't know where to look? Here's your answer, the Strike Zone. At the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. The only bowling alley in the area is now offering the VR Zone. Visit other worlds, solve mysteries, or take up arms in virtual reality. Only at the Strike Zone. Call or go online and reserve the VR Zone for your next event. 912-265-6600, TGI Strike Zone. georgiasea.com. Fine dining on St. Simon's Island since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has built a sterling reputation that is known far and near. Wine and piano bars nightly. First call specials 5 to 6:30. Catering available through Three Little Birds Coastal Catering. Reservations and gift certificates available at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197. 407 Mallory Street, just across from the Pier Village, the Georgia Sea Grill.
Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, live from the Bennett Auto Group Studios. Our Twitter question of the week is, who will win the National League East, Braves, Mets, Phillies? And at this point, no one has any faith in the New York Mets. Nobody.
Their pitching staff's on the IL. They don't score a lot of runs. They got some good players. They just don't score a lot of runs. Yeah, they're free-falling.
You can vote on that poll at Bishop_show on Twitter. And this segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, live from the Bennett Auto Group Studios, is brought to you by Goldenhouse Collision, by Nat's Landing, and by Georgia Farm Bureau. Some insurance companies seem to think you're only worth 15 minutes of their time. At Georgia Farm Bureau, they know better. Your local Farm Bureau agent will take the time to make sure your coverage is exactly what you need. Georgia Farm Bureau offers a wide range of insurance products, including auto, home, and life, along with fast, fair claim service. They are dedicated to providing you the service you deserve, the expertise you expect, and the peace of mind you need. Come by and see John Font, Jeff, and Scott at your local Glenn County Farm Bureau, or give them a call, 912-265-9175.
Nice.
I mean, I don't see how this is so difficult for you every week.
You see where the management threw the piece of Mond in there on you with the O. You see that? they try to get you.
So in case you missed it, the number one Jason Bishop High School football top 10 power rankings team this week, Savannah Country Day, in the inaugural 2021 rankings.
I mean, they have an outstanding golf program. And they probably should be on top of the golf rankings.
It's not golf rankings, it's football. And I'm going to level with you. I'm going to tell you the truth. Listen to what I'm about to say, because I'm going to tell you, the truth about this. There are a lot of teams that have not played that I think that once they get a game under their belt and you enter the numbers into the formula, Savannah Country Day may fall out of that number one spot.
I mean, if you're trying to put together a four-man scramble team today, I mean, you can't go wrong with Savannah Country Day.
Okay.
Savannah Christian either. They're high in the golf rankings today.
College football preseason rankings out. And once again, no imagination whatsoever from the people that are voting on these things. Number one, Alabama, for God knows how many years in a row, number one preseason Alabama.
They're the big dog.
They lose half of their football team in the NFL draft, let's still put them number one.
I mean, that's Nick Saban. Nick Saban is a recruiting machine. Alabama doesn't rebuild, they reload.
Mm-hmm.
You should know that by now.
Well, I do. I understand that. And so I'm going through this top 25, and so far right now I've got 3 schools that are not in the Power 5. They rank 3 schools in the top 25 that aren't in the Power 5. Cincinnati, Coastal Carolina, and Louisiana.
I mean, Coastal Carolina, they come to Georgia Southern this year. Should be a good game.
Number one is Clemson, or number one's Alabama, and then they get, again, super creative, 2 Clemson. They're starting running back and their starting quarterback from last year in the NFL, and a ton more they lost in the NFL draft as well, but somehow they end up number 2 in the rankings.
Dabo's got walk-ons that could play at Central Florida.
No one has said a word about
you. That's what you're trying to get at.
No one said a word about UCF all day until you do that.
That's what you're trying to get at. You're sitting here, non-Power 5, Cincinnati, blah, blah, blah. Central Florida's not in the rankings. Get over it. They're not in the preseason rankings. Get over it. It's fine.
Dabo. In a minute, I'll tell you what my top five preseason would be.
Well,
I'll tell you that in a minute.
Yeah. It's just like, you know, Kevin Hart probably get a good laugh out of that.
Mm-hmm. Number three is Oklahoma. Four is Georgia. Five is Iowa State.
They ranked ahead of Ohio State.
Six is Ohio State.
Wow.
Seven, Texas A&M. Eight, Cincinnati. Nine, Oregon. 10, Iowa. That's your top 10.
You got both Iowa schools in the top 10?
Yes, you do.
Wow.
Miami is 12, just so you know, because they are kind of in this area. Florida, 17th.
Wow, the Gators. New quarterback, new tight end, new wide receivers. They cut chicken at 17.
My preseason poll, by the way, number one would be the Georgia Bulldogs. I think on paper, they are the most loaded that exists in the country.
I'd probably put Georgia probably around three, four, five.
Well, you'd be wrong, as always. Number one, I'd have Georgia. Number two, I'd have Oklahoma. Spencer Rattler coming back, an Oklahoma team that didn't lose too much in the offseason. And now Spencer Rattler, of course, who was the number one quarterback coming out of high school a couple of years ago, a good solid season under his belt. I think Oklahoma's going to be able to score a ton of points. Question for them, like any Big 12 team, can they play enough defense?
That's the question. Oklahoma offensively has the material to win it all. Defensively, can they stop running water? That's the key. Can the defense play good enough against the elite teams to slow them down enough to win a shootout? Mm-hmm. I mean, let's face it, Oklahoma scores a lot of points, and to beat an Alabama, to beat a Clemson, to beat an Ohio State, to beat a Georgia, they got to score a lot of points, and because they're going to give up a lot of points.
So one, Georgia, two, Oklahoma. At number three, I'd have Central Florida.
No, Central Florida is no.
Okay, well, you're wrong again.
I'm right about Central
you're
Florida.
You're not. We'll see at the end of the season.
They're not even.
This is my preseason poll.
Well, your preseason poll sucks. Just like your high school football power ranking poll is pathetic. It's a golf poll.
Mm-hmm.
Central Florida.
One, Georgia. Two, Oklahoma. Three, Central Florida. And then for
here
number four,
go.
I go LSU.
Timeout. LSU.
LSU.
LSU's starting quarterback's out for the season. He just got injured in fall practice.
I still have LSU. They're loaded.
Where?
All across.
They went 5-5 last year.
Because they lost everything they had from that national championship team. Now those guys have a year under their belt. They get solid quarterback play.
They lost their quarterback.
If they get solid quarterback play, they're going to be.
They're going to have talent now. I agree with that.
Okay, well.
And who's number five?
Number five, I'm going Texas A&M. Nope, wrong. I'm going USC. Number five, USC.
Where's Oregon out west?
No, well, obviously, they're not in my top five.
I mean, all the pundits are picking Oregon to win the Pac-12.
No, I'm not. I'm picking USC.
Well, you never pick a winner correctly anyway. I mean, so I'm just trying to get at, you come up, you read through the top 25 poll, there's no Central Florida, so you create a poll to put them at number three. There you go, listeners. There you have it.
It is finally here. Divine Jiu-Jitsu Kamden, located just down the road from you at 4515 Highway 40 East in St. Mary's, next door to Mona Faye Salon. Kid and adult jiu-jitsu training, self-defense, fitness classes, and more. Get trained by two Divine black belts. Private lessons available. Divine Jiu-Jitsu Kamden. Check us out on Facebook or give us a call. 912-577-8552.
Football season is here, and you know you will be tied up for the next 6 months, so why not tell her thank you for her understanding with a gift from Cunningham Jewelers. Head on down to Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick and let their friendly staff help you find that perfect gift no matter your budget. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com, 912-266-8140, Golden House Pharmacy.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services, please call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, 1-855-275-7447. High school football is officially underway. The Knights of Frederica took the trip up to Savannah Thursday night to take on Savannah Country Day in a preseason scrimmage, and the Knights came up a bit short, losing 34-0 in that scrimmage. The Glen Academy Red Terriers played their first scrimmage last night against the Wayne County Yellow Jackets between the bricks at Glen County Stadium. The scrimmage was mostly scripted and situational, no real way of determining a legitimate score. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Follow us on Twitter at SSE Sports and give the Southern Sports Edition a like on Facebook.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
Selling your home is a tall order. That's why you need an agent who sets high standards, except no substitute for results. There may be a substitute for many things. In real estate, there is no substitute for those results. That's why you should choose Belinda Thomas Realty. She has consistently maintained a track record of success for her clients. Call Belinda Thomas today. When all is said and done, you'll be on the right side of results. 912-638-1965 or 912-996-5820.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of two-for-ones and three-for-ones. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic Southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Ops, The Strike Zone, and Pristine Water. And, of course, we're live from the Bennett Auto Group Studios. And, yes, we all know Pristine Water for their unrivaled pool service here in the Golden Isles. But did you know that Pristine Water also will service your home or business with purified bottled water and pristine coffee? Yes, you heard me right. Pristine Water will deliver purified, chemical-free, highly oxygenated water and pristine master roast and other coffee favorites weekly. All condiments and supplies available, creamers, sugars, etc. Pristine Water, 912-264-9233-166, Key Circle Drive. So we had another, on our show sheet, we had another segment planned for this, but then Kip got the producer's ear and said that he wanted to do college football sleepers, teams that could go under the radar, whatever that specifically means, and so the producer said that's what we'll do. Shot sheet thrown out the window, or show sheet thrown out the window.
I mean, what do we want, another made-up poll where you've got Central Florida now winning a national championship?
No, I didn't say that.
Okay.
Words in my mouth. What I had was them at number three in my poll.
Poll that you came up with in about 20 seconds after you read that poll by the pundits on the internet that you didn't agree with.
I had Georgia number one, Oklahoma two, UCF three, I don't remember four, and five, LSU was four,
yeah,
and five was USC.
Yes. Under the radar teams.
Okay.
Number one.
Yeah, I was going to say, this is your segment, so start us.
Under the radar teams, number one, the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets. Not a national championship contender, but a team that is going to get somebody this year that wasn't expecting it.
So you're picking Georgia Southern to be an under the radar team because they
I'm picking Tech to maybe
Georgia Tech
to be a bowl team this year.
So they'd have to win six games.
I'm thinking they could win six or seven. Surprise some folks. They're on the verge of getting back. They're recruiting better. They're getting better athletes. We've discussed on this show many, many times, Jason, that if Tech can just recruit 3- and 4-star talent from the Atlanta area, they're going to be competitive in the ACC.
Georgia Tech opens with Northern Illinois. That's a win.
Win.
Ooh. And then they're at home the next week against Kennesaw State.
Win.
That's going to be a tough game.
It's going to be a blowout.
Then Georgia Tech goes to Clemson.
Loss.
Georgia Tech will host North Carolina. Loss.
That's somebody that better look out. That's somebody that better watch out right there. I'll give North Carolina the edge, but let's just say 2-2. But Carolina better be careful.
I've got North Carolina in my top 10.
They better be careful going to Bobby Dodd Stadium.
Pittsburgh goes to Georgia Tech. I'll take Georgia Tech winning that game.
Pittsburgh's going to be pretty good.
I think Georgia Tech beats
them. That's going to be a good game. Okay, let's say 3-2, Tech. 3-2 right now.
Georgia Tech goes to Duke. Think they get that one.
4-2.
All right, Georgia Tech to Virginia. Flip a coin.
Let's give them benefit of the doubt. 5-2.
Virginia Tech comes to Bobby Dodd. Loss.
That's another team that better look out.
Every good team. Every good team in the ACC, you better be on the lookout when you play Georgia Tech.
They better.
Okay. Georgia Tech goes to Miami.
Loss.
Loss. Boston College comes to Georgia Tech. Loss. Win.
Georgia Tech's beating Boston College at home. Tech's a bowl.
Okay. You know what? I'll give you that one.
Okay.
I'll give you that one. Georgia Tech at Notre Dame.
Loss.
Georgia at Georgia Tech.
Loss.
Okay, so you've got Georgia Tech beating Northern Illinois. That's one. Kennesaw State, that's two. You've got them beating Virginia, that's three. You've got them beating Boston College, that's four. That's it. You've got them with four wins.
I've got them beating...
North Carolina?
No. The third game. Who are they playing the third game?
Clemson.
No. Fifth game.
Pitt.
That's a toss-up. Tech could... The math is there for Tech to surprise some folks. And the schedule's set up for Tech to surprise... Let North Carolina roll in there riding high, thinking that Tech's going to lay down for them and see what happens.
Reality. Georgia Tech beats Northern Illinois. Georgia Tech beats Kennesaw State. Georgia Tech loses to Clemson, North Carolina, and Pitt. Georgia Tech beats Duke. Georgia Tech beats Virginia.
4-3.
Georgia Tech loses to Virginia Tech, to Miami. Georgia Tech beats Boston College. And then Georgia Tech falls to Notre Dame and Georgia.
That's 5-7.
Okay.
So all they got to do is win one of those games. We're picking them to lose, and they're a bowl team.
The thing too with that is if Georgia Tech goes 5-7, that's a 2-game improvement. They only won 3 games last year and 3 games the year before.
Talent-wise, they're getting better. Got to admit that. They're recruiting better talent, and they're going to be a better football team.
That's all well and good, but you got to start having some results on the field. You can't keep winning 3 games every year and say, boy, our roster sure does look a lot better.
It was in the dumpster when Collins got there.
I'm not saying that it wasn't. I'm just saying that if you're upgrading talent, you got to have some results on the field to show that you are.
They're going to start coming.
You got 3 wins the last 2 seasons.
It's going to be tough. Another flying under the radar team this year is going to be the Houston Cougars.
That is a good pick. My flying under the radar team, the Alabama Crimson Tide.
Radar.
Yeah, under the radar. If their new quarterback that they come in plays well, they may be in the national championship picture by year's end.
Here is my biggest under the radar team. I know they're going to be good. Can they play enough defense? The Ole Miss Rebels.
Yeah, that is a good pick. Another one that I've got for you is the Clemson Tigers, an under the radar team. Once again,
we're talking about under the radar.
I am talking about
people that's picked to go to the playoffs.
They lost a ton.
Jeez.
This has been the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Stream the show on demand 24/7 at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
Buying a vehicle doesn't have to be a headache. Come to Bennett Auto Group in Kingsland for the easiest car buying experience you've ever had. Your number one hometown dealer in Camden and in the Southeast. Number one in volume, number one in new cars, number one in certified pre-owned. Two locations to serve you a mile apart on Highway 40 in Kingsland, 912-729-5266 or 912-729-7100. The Bennett Auto Group, where you are treated like family.
Looking for the perfect place to watch the big game? Then check out Ops off of Exit 3 on I-95. Jumbo big screen HD TVs, 300-inch projector, and the most IPAs in Southeast Georgia. Not to mention the top craft beer selection anywhere in the Camden area. An extensive menu that includes pizza to burgers to wings. 1378 Boone Avenue in Kingsland. Just look for the big Ops star sign or call ahead 912-576-6880. Ops, your one and only true sports bar stop.
As a busy wife and mother, I'm all about convenience. If it can make my life a little easier or save me time, well, it's hard to put a price on that. That's one of the things I love most about Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. I can get everything I need, auto, home, life, even banking all in one place. Throw in a local agent who's always there for me, and that's why I choose Georgia Farm Bureau.
Always the home team. Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. Visit us online at gfbinsurance.com.
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family-owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simons Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simons is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simons since 1930, so you know they're doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simons, including free delivery to anywhere on the island. Call 912-638-8601 for competitive pricing at J.C. Strother Company. And be sure to stop on in for all your Yellowwood pressure-treated wood needs. And, of course, go Dawg!